Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good afternoon, good morning, bonjour, dobro jutro. You're listening to Live with Cafe on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, internationally, but the world. Imagine, by click of a button, this show will circle the world. Discover what the world has to say. And what I want you to do, I know that today's show is mindful eating, but may I, just for a moment, share with you the exciting show we had on Tuesday the 5th, and it was Tom Palladino, Scalar Energy. I want you to hear his show. Log on, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, and click on Scalar Energy, SCALAR. It's going to revolutionize our world. And unfortunately, there's been some roadblocks. The body will heal itself. And Tom, many have been selected, but Tom has been chosen to share his gift with the world. Log on www.selfhealgo.com. selfhealgo.com. It is mind-boggling. And I do have to remind all of you that we're living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of life eludes so many because you just don't know what to do. We're advancing in leaps and bounds. Can you imagine where we would be today if we had this technology 50 years ago? Unfortunately, we're at the product of all of the messages that we got early on in our youth. And on Tom's show, no commercials, I had to say, and I want to remind all of you that there are 7-8 billion people around the world, even more. And we have a lot in common. But there's only one thing that separates us from each other. What are you thinking? What are your choices? You know your greatest freedom is that of choice. And what you think about comes about. And what you expect to happen happens. That's the only thing that separates us. I'm thinking of all of the disasters all over the world, in all of the countries, the bombings. We all have a heart, lungs. The body is the same. The only thing that separates us are our thoughts. Our thoughts are not just things, they are the creator of things. I want you to pick up the mirror and say hello to the creator of your life. It's your life, your way. It's your story. But are you living your life according to the gospel of someone else? Do you think that there's someone out there that's smarter, more brilliant than you are? Oh, you're so pathetic. When you got up this morning, did you get up and say, wow, this is going to be a joyful day because I get to pick and choose. It's my day. And I'm grateful to God that I have this opportunity to share me with the world. Oh, the authentic you is coming up. We'll be doing the show. And we're going to make it happen. I will share with you the 12 pathways to unconditional love and happiness. Nah, too many people are not too happy. And remember, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. That's Mark Twain. You see, we've all been programmed by media, the powers to be, whoever they are. But I want you to be mindful of who you are, what you are, and where are you going. That's the secret of life, to know who you are and where are you going. And what condition is your brain and your body in? Now, the lines are open. The guest call in is 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. Weigh in. How did you feel today when you got up? Oh, you know, you are what you eat. And we're going to talk about mindful eating, but let me give you more of my contact information. Do you want to email me? KathyStudio@sbcglobal.net. Do you want to write to me? Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And be sure and log on to my website, simplyageless.net, and KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, C-A-T-H-I, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons, the pageants, the performances, the video. You know, Willie Shakes is having a birthday on April 26th. All right, pencil that in. That's going to be 12:30 to 1 Central Time. Roger Plummer and I will be performing, giving you a taste of timeless rhythms. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. James Brown and the Bard, soul songs and Shakespeare. No one in the world is doing it. You will love it. It's entertaining, it's informative, and it's clean. It's for all ages and audience participation. Scroll down to books. And the first book is The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Nonfiction, self-published, mine. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better, longer than you ever thought possible. Right now. No costly equipment, no costly operations. Just learn my methods, techniques, and secrets. They're fun. Once you've learned them, they're yours for life. I said we're living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of life is eluding so many of you. So I share my techniques, my methods with you. They're yours. Well, you see, at the age of seven, I knew I didn't want to grow old. And every time I say that, I think of my mother, Ma Pawn. Man, what a natural nutritionist she was. We never had junk food. We had our own little farm on the side of Chicago. She was brilliant. And today, I thank her every day for my good health and my energy that is not waning. I don't give in to age. You know, Vivaldi has this beautiful rendition of spring, summer, fall, and winter. And every 7 years we go through a biological and physiological change, and much has to do with our choices and our eating habits, which I'm going to get to very shortly. However, you see, I don't think of my life being in the winter of my life. I think of it as the springtime of my life. And I see Anthony, my gladiator. You know, I studied Buddhism. Nam-myoho-renge-kyo, Nam-myoho-renge-kyo, Nam-myoho-renge-kyo. And I could just see him joyously saying, "You just go for it, Kathy. Just keep on keeping on." I think it was George Burns who said, "If I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself." It's your choices. Do you exercise? Do you memorize? Are you polluted? Your cells atrophying? Huh. And we're going to get to an ancient practice that can transform the way you think about food and set the stage for a lifetime of healthy eating. But not only healthy eating, healthy thinking. Because everything starts in the mind. Backward turn, backward, oh time in your flight. Make me a child again just for tonight, when our brains were like sponges and we absorbed everything. Well, now we have to clean house. And all we have to do is change some of the habits that we've gotten into. And you know, they are so predictable. We're unconscious. We just do it and don't even realize. Today, get your pen and pad out. Write down what you ate, starting from the minute you got up this morning until you went to bed. Now remember, in the 24 hours, it's 1,440 minutes. Huh? You are what you eat. But how are you eating your food? You are what you think. But how are you thinking? Everything is choices, choices, choices. The book is available as an ebook and soft copy. You get it only through me, Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Scroll down to choices. Ah, our greatest freedom is that of choice, choice, choice. It's an amazing book. Absolutely amazing book. Anyway, I wrote my story, but I have to tell you this. If I asked you what your greatest freedom is, most people don't have a quick answer. I certainly didn't until Bill, our son at the tender age of 12, called me to come down to meet him in the kitchen of our suburban home. He wanted to ask me a question. I asked, "Can it wait? I'm busy." He said, "No." When I went into the kitchen, there he sat at the table, arms folded, holding a small book. I asked, "Hey, Bill, is this urgent? What's your question?" "Mother, sit down." I did as he asked. And he said, "Mother, I'm going to ask you a question. What is your greatest freedom?" Huh? 12 years old? I looked in bewilderment. I haven't a clue. He rolled his eyes up to the heavens, only as a 12-year-old can, and said, "Mother, your greatest freedom is that of choice. Here, read the book." Huh. Then he was off and gone. Circa 2012. 42 years later, I remember that day as though it were today. Thank you, Bill. Your choice to share that book with me changed my world. It was the beginning of my journey discovering my greatest freedom, that of choice. Look at your breakfast plate. Look at your lunch and dinner. What choices have you decided to feed your body? Everything in life, your life right now, has been authored, designed, and created by your choices. Choices result in consequences. Think on this. Let's bring it closer to home. Are you happy? Is your life fulfilling? No matter where you are in life, you're there because of your choices. Your choices, your thinking form your life. It's that simple. Your mind, your thoughts create your experience, your futures. My choices design my future. In retrospect, would I change any of my choices? Of course, but I don't dwell on the past. I've learned from the choices I made that came back to embrace me and choices that came back to bite me in the butt. Watering last year's crops served no purpose. The past is over. Learn from it. It's over, fini. I wonder if this book is a culmination or the beginning of a new exciting chapter in my life. Honestly, I don't know. Only time will tell. My promise to you, choices will rock your world. The pleasure, darlings, is all mine. Get the book. 14 of us shared our soul, our tragedies, our learning curve with you. It's available at Author House. It's not a coffee table book. You have it right alongside of you while you're munching on all of the goodies that you shouldn't be having. And you don't even know what you're eating. But we'll get to that shortly. Scroll down, The Heart of the Lion. Available at Ex Libris and Amazon. Written with former co-author Tom Puttrick, who passed away in September of 15. And you want to know what he passed away from? His heart just gave out. I do. He was extremely overweight. Are you? Huh? Mindful eating, an ancient practice, can transform the way you think about food and sets the stage for a lifetime of healthy eating. Let me ask you. Do you remember what you ate in the past few hours? You most likely may not be able to recall anything you ate, let alone the sensation of eating it. Gobble, gobble, hurry, hurry. The Europeans think we're insane comparing and competing. Hurry, 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 multitasking. And yet our body and our brain want to develop. And they count on the food, the nourishment. It's like, think of it, the analogy that I use, a farmer. He's going to plant his acreage. He feeds it beautiful nutrients so he could get the corn, the tomatoes, whatever he's going to do. And he does it with loving. He takes his time and he feeds everything slowly, nurturing. It isn't hustle, bustle, get it done and over with, quick, biff, bam, thank you, it's done. That's what we're going to talk about. When I think of the Heart of the Lion, traversing the Serengeti, the Masai Mara. But now what I think about is Tom. He didn't have to die this early. He was only in his 50s. It was his choices, food. He loved to eat. And the body just said, you ain't giving me the stuff I need to grow, to become, to perform to the best of my ability. But get the book, Ex Libris, in Amazon. And then you could scroll down to 101 ways, great ways to improve your life. So 115 of us are, you could get that at Self-Growth and Amazon, Volume 2. You know, darling, it's your life. There aren't any do-overs. Let it be your way. Will you promise me? Now, as long as we're talking about mindful eating, let's be mindful about the supporters and the sponsors of my show. I like to think of them as supporters. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by manly men and women. Feel the energy. Titanics, shaping and bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Log on impact-net.org. Without ironworkers, they work hand in glove with impact. Nothing would be standing. Nothing would be standing. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by ironworkers, the Domperion of International, the international trades. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. Log on ironworkers.org. And then you'll want the CD. Aaron Copland, I opened with a bombastic fanfare to the common man and then segue into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer in the beautiful swan fluid movements of the swan. I'm sorry. I just swallowed air. It's affordable, and it's original. I wrote it in 2006. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District, the 2009 National Gold Medal winners, the award, national, not local, excellence, the Domperion of the park districts. And they have a 50-plus club directed by Rika Cuff. Log on heparks.org. And the tax man cometh the 18th. I thought it was the 15th. No, it's the 18th. Greg McIntyre is our CPA, ahtax@ameritech.net, if you need a little help with your taxes, financial. He'd be delighted to help you. And anything that goes on that's really going to be lengthy, then rates are individually assessed. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, Everyday Happenings that We All Experience. Takes its toll on our looks and health. Yeah. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body. Get the book. It's available through Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Edith Nam, author extraordinaire. Change to a positive mindset and extend your lifeline. Your negative thinkings, premature aging and death, stress, what it does to your heart. Oh, please. In that little heart, what is it, about 15 ounces? You know, we ultimately all die because our heart gave out. What's on your plate right now? Think about it, because I'm going to segue into what we Americans are doing, and we're doing it by our choices. Edith's book is available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble, and it's Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. We're into April 6th. Did you have more month than money in March? I could help. Think about creating your own home-based business. You know how to get in touch with me. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, and it's my pleasure to remind all of you the American Heart Association National Walking Day is today. Walking and eating, they're like impact and iron workers. They go hand in glove. Group walking is a boon for the body and the mind. It's an ideal time to take that first step toward joining a walking group. They found that participants in outdoor walking groups saw significant improvements in blood pressure, resting heart rate, body fat, lung function and mood. It's your choice. What are you going to do about it? average Americans spend 2.5 hours a day eating, but half the time you're doing something else because we're working, driving, reading, watching TV, and you're not even fully aware of what we're eating. This mindless eating, lack of awareness of the food we're consuming, may be contributing to the national obesity epidemic and other health issues. Now, this is what I want you to do. You eat too fast. You eat too fast. First of all, remember, you start your morning, they suggest you start it at 9 a.m. in the morning. Now, you finish your dinner by 7 p.m. Yeah, we usually finish by 7, but we don't go to bed until maybe 9:30, 10. And choo-choo applesauce. They want you, when we talk about mindfulness, it means focusing on the present moment while calmly acknowledging and accepting your feelings, thoughts, and bodily sensations. Can you really taste the food, or do you gobble it down? Oh, we're Mediterranean. Our choices are on fruits, veggies, whole grain, seeds, nuts, vegetable oils, but I do eat steaks, chicken, and salmon. Mindful eating means being fully attentive to your food. Take your time. Begin with your shopping list. Consider the health value of every item you add to your list. Then come to the table with an appetite, but not when you're really hungry. If you skip meals, you may be eager to get anything in your stomach that your first priority is filling the void instead of enjoying the food. Start with a small, you don't gobble. Start with a small portion. It may be helpful to limit the size of your plate to 9 inches or less. You're not going to starve. You don't have to eat like, do you taste it? Bacon, lettuce, and tomato? Do you really taste it? Do you appreciate your food? Pause for a minute or two before you begin eating to contemplate everything and everyone it took to bring the meal to your table. Bring all of your senses to the meal. When you're serving, eating your food, be attentive to the color, texture, aroma, and even the sounds different foods make. Take small bites. Chew thoroughly. Chew well until the taste, you can taste the essence of the food. You may have to chew each mouthful 20 to 40 times. Oh, I could see all of you thinking, oh, yeah, no, it'll never happen. But you'll be surprised at all the flavors that are released. It's not a 5,500 race. Eat slowly. Don't bolt your food down. Devote at least 5 minutes to mindful eating before you chat with your table mates. This is your life, your choices. Can you appreciate the food? Will you take the time to truly taste the essence of what you're eating? If you choo-choo-choo, how could you get the flavor of anything if you're in such a hurry? Be mindful. Bon appetit. Until tomorrow, be in your best elements. Au revoir.